Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 7 years. He's a Wall Street analyst, formerly a recovering member of the Wall Street regime, and he's the author of Words on the Street, and he writes prolifically on global issues of import. He's written recently about natural gas. He's written recently about the World Threat Assessment, a report that came out. He's also written recently about the dollar, the strength of the dollar, which is something I really want to talk about today. But first, Leo, and by the way, welcome back, Leo. It's always a pleasure to have you back.
It's an honor to be on your show, Jim. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you, and thank you for the awesome work that you're doing on these reports. I really benefit a lot from them. I've been covering you talked about natural gas recently. I've been covering that subject with people in the industry over the years, and natural gas isn't getting And I think for the most people in the public, most people out there, you know, across the country, I don't think they're giving natural gas our acquisition, our finding and mining and acquiring and converting energy from natural gas. I don't think people appreciate the economic and the geopolitical and the environmental advantages that we've acquired from that. What do you think?
You make an excellent point. On the press and media, coal, of course, gets a lot of attention because it's viewed as by many as a bad fuel, and it, however viewed, is very important economically to those who produce it. And, of course, petroleum gets the geopolitical press for traditional reasons as well as its importance in the global economy. And, of course, renewables get attention because, green is quite a popular story. But the natural gas has taken a growing share of U.S. power generation in particular, and it's, of course, therefore critical to our economy in that dimension and also, of course, for heating. So it's quietly getting a lot of attention, and it could get more attention in the press if individuals would focus on its role for liquefied natural gas and exports.
That's the next innovation that could really give our country a trade boost, no question about it. And of course, there's infrastructure that has to be built out, and we'll continue to talk about that going forward. But one of the things that really bugs me, Leo, is the fact that the greenies don't give natural gas the respect that it deserves, because they want it all. They want us to flip a switch and go from carbon power to all renewable green energy, and that's not going to happen. And what they should be doing is saying, hey, here's a good next step. Well done, industry. Well done, American businesses. Well done, American investors. By slowly weaning us off of the heavier carbon, like gasoline, like oil, like coal, and getting us over onto natural gas. Why, you know, that's what irritates me about this. Natural gas should be everyone's favorite energy right now. What do you think?
It is certainly an improvement over the more polluting coal and many of the aspects of the petroleum industry. And as a step, it's right. And you would think if persons were concerned about environmental, that for some locations they'd be more favorable to nuclear.
yep.
which, of course, doesn't get much press. And to be somewhat playful, many of the environmentalists are not talking about the consequences of the global desire for protein. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means all the cows and
right.
Are big causes of
right.
some of the environmental.
They're not only there. Beef and milk producers, they're methane gas producers. So that,
that's they don't get that much press.
I know. Well, the thing that's obvious to me, Leo, this is me saying this, not Leo, folks. The thing that's obvious to me is the people, the green movement is not looking for solutions. They're looking for control. If they were looking for solutions, natural gas is a beautiful solution for our next step towards weaning all of us off of carbon fuel, which I think one day should happen and will happen, but just not overnight, not flip a switch overnight. Right back with Leo Havlin. We're going to talk about the dollar, the U.S. dollar, and why you should care in your small business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.